There are many who find little difference between the music of Haydn and Mozart. This is understandable since both used what was a limited notational language during the time in which they lived. Once again, artistry must dig beyond the notes to discover what is trying to be said. When we do this, we find very substantial differences. To summarize them, let us say that Mozart's output is characterized by a smooth, seldom interrupted flow with beautiful melodic phrases of regular length. Haydn, on the other hand, is often irregular with sudden interruptions and changes in direction. It is most unfortunate that many performances of Haydn fail to recognize this, with the intended surprises unwisely rounded out through added dynamics and ritardandi. The result is that the music becomes totally predictable. In the matter of character, Haydn is the true forerunner of Beethoven, and because Haydn's erratic melodies are not at their best when performed with the natural flow of Mozart's, many listeners have come to consider him a second-class Mozart. This mischaracterization in performance is among the sadder chapters in music, including the incorrect approaches of many conductors, string quartets, and pianists alike. Let's look at a couple of brief examples to show the wide difference between these two composers. First, here is the first theme of a typical Mozart slow movement, the second of his sonata Kirchhoff 333. Listen for the singing and regular melodic line, whose attraction is its simple beauty and reliability. Now compare part of a slow movement of Haydn, in this case, the first movement of his C major sonata, Hoboken 48. Listen to how the performance here exemplifies the irregularities and unpredictability of the journey. Thank you. And here's a bit of the Mozart K333 first movement. Again, beautiful for its regularity and flowing melodic line. The finale of Mozart's K333 again moves along with charm and regularity. Meanwhile, Haydn's finale to the C major sonata thrives largely on the irregular and the unexpected. As a side note, I admit without apology to making the most of available possibilities to be unpredictable in this Haydn performance. I believe some performance exaggeration is helpful and even needed if we are ever to change perceptions so that Haydn's music may be seen as not Mozart.